Part A. Directions.
You will hear 10 short dialogues. For each dialogue, there is one question and 4 possible answers. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and mark it in your test booklet. You will have 15 seconds to answer the question, and you will hear each dialogue only once.
One. Got a time? Have a coffee with me now?
You call me at a bad time. I'm writing a report and is due in an hour.
You really like leaving things to the last minute.
I know, it's a terrible habit.
Two. Oh, we are going away to the seaside for a few days. Can you keep an eye on my home while I'm away?
Certainly, Jackie. Make sure you lock the doors and shut all the windows.
Thanks. It's very kind of you.
Three. These skirts are just what I have been looking for. Have you got the medium sizes of them?
I'm afraid not, madam. They appear to be temporarily out of stock.
Oh, how disappointing. When will you have some mediums in?
We should be getting in some until next Monday.
Four. How often do you eat out, Jane?
Well, very often. Almost 5 times a week.
Wow. I really envy you.
Don't envy me. It's for business. In fact, I'm tired of restaurant food. Sometimes I really miss our home-cooked meal.
Five. Well, the dry conditions are really severe.
But it's not surprising, actually, because we have had much rain this year.
Well, if it could rain even a drop, my flowers in the garden will come back in a heartbeat.
Six. You look furious, Mary. How come?
My son had an accident. He wasn't hurt, but my car was damaged.
But it wasn't too bad.
Sure, but he is still taking driving lessons. He just ignored my warning.
He should have known better.
Seven. Do you know this is the first time we have been all together for Dad's birthday since his retirement?
Yes, I do. I am sorry about that. I was working.
All right. We saved you a piece of cake in the fridge.
Eight. I've just moved to my new house.
Really? How about the neighborhood?
It's nice, and there is a forest park nearby.
Are there any restaurants around? I mean, if you want to eat out?
A great Chinese restaurant is just 5 minutes drive away. Nine. Do you believe it, Mary? Accessible use of mobile phones over many years could increase the risk of cancer.
Well, I read that article too, but I doubt it. There are huge question marks over the reliability of the data.
Ten. 10. Mary, a recent study on job interviews say the best meeting time is between 9 and 11 in the morning, and the worst is after 3 in the afternoon.
Good news indeed. Mine is at 10 a.m.
Oh, you are lucky.
Part B.
Directions.
You will hear 4 dialogues or monologues. Before listening to each one, you will have 5 seconds to read each of the questions which accompany it. While listening, answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. After listening, you will have 10 seconds to check your answer to each question. You will hear each piece only once.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following interview with John Smith, a psychologist on office behavior.
Good evening. Welcome back to Mr. Radio. Of today's program, Mr. John Smith, a psychologist on office behavior, has come with tips on a productive workday. Now, Mr. Smith, what's your first point?
To begin with, make sure to limit startup time. Never spend more than 15 minutes getting coffee, settling in, looking at newspapers, or reading emails. You are often most productive at the beginning of the day. Jump into the important work quickly.
Also my problem. I can't get myself put in an hour or even more.
And you got it. And secondly, social time is also important. Spend a few moments on social time with your colleagues, but avoid personal phone calls. They could turn into big time eaters.
Social time makes you feel great, especially when you have a heavy load of tasks.
You are right. Thirdly, set a quiet alarm on your watch or computer to go off every hour. This is your signal throughout the day to take a break. Get up and stretch, walk around the building, things like that. Keep the voice in low so that they don't upset your colleagues.
Stay tuned for more for Mr. Smith. We will be back soon after the break.
Questions 14 through 17 are based on a conversation between two friends.
Hi, Tom. Just want to share with you some good news.
What's that, Renee?
I've just received an email from one of my former high school classmates.
That's nice, isn't it?
You bet. I feel so excited. Well, actually, I haven't heard from her for ages. Can you imagine? She used to be my best friend in high school. I felt sad when I lost touch with her when she moved to another city with her parents, and that was almost about 5 years ago.
To be frank with you, I have been out of touch with most of my old friends, too. Only one or two still keep in touch with me.
I know. It's really hard to maintain contact when people move around so much. Thanks to the internet, we are back in touch again. My friend told me she got my email address on my company's website just by searching for my name under Google. At first, she wasn't sure until she saw my photo.
That's fantastic. People just drifted apart when they are so far away from each other and when everybody is so busy. But you are lucky that you have been back in touch with your friend again. I am happy for you.
Questions 18 to 21
are based on a conversation between Lisa and her former neighbor, John.
Hi, Lisa. Long time no see. Why do you look so gloomy?
I have to cancel my summer vacation. The stock market has been declining, and I am losing money.
But I think that's of managing finance. You understand the workings of the stock market.
Sure. After I graduated from college, I got a job as a stock analyst for a national stock company. And I was doing very well.
But I heard you had left the job. Why?
I wanted more free time to travel, so I started my own business as a stock trader.
What's your business's financial success for?
At first, I did very well when the economy was going well. I was able to make a lot of money by assessing stocks. It was easy using my computer to watch the stock market and look for buying opportunities. My bank account really began to grow.
My brother said he saw you on a financial conference last summer in Paris.
That was during the good times. Then the stock market collapsed, and my fortunes reversed.
Do you think the present stimulating package will help your company and your opportunities?
I can only hope that it will make economy turn around.
Good luck, Lisa. Questions 22 through 25 are based on the following interview between a reporter and Mr. Smith on his website.
Mr. Smith, could you please tell me how you came up with the idea of founding the website of English Products?
Both my business partner and I had experience on how to make knowledge transform into industries of music, television, and news, and we agree that education would be the next, especially English teaching.
There are many other web products in English teaching. How could your English products stand out?
We are the only online service that uses a totally ultimate approach focusing on the 14 to 25 age group.
I have known that many language learning products use computer voice to pronounce vocabularies and sentences. Do you use the same way?
Not only that, our users can hear and say exactly how words and phrases are used and pronounced in the movies and music videos on the site. By playing those over and over, users can also get used to many very different accents in English and varying speech and speech delivery.
Where do you see yourselves 3 years from now?
We hope to be present in Asia in a very big way. We are self-financed, so we don't have pressures from investors for fulfilling a short-term objective. We know it will take time, but we will do everything to get there.